On Tuesday, a special election was held in the Tompkins County Legislature's 3rd District. The election was called after the resignation of two-term Democrat Henry Granison last year. Granison resigned due to his battle with cancer and passed away shortly after. Local Democrats chose former director of the Tompkins County Public Library, Susan Curry, as their nominee. Curry ran unopposed, taking over 98% of the vote, according to unofficial results published by the County Board of Elections. With Curry's victory, Democrats will return to the 11-3 majority they briefly lost after Granison resigned in October.
I'm incredibly honored. I am hoping to honor the legacy of Henry Granison, who was my representative because he was a representative of District 3, and I'd like to honor his legacy of service. Well, Henry, I knew him because he also was a volunteer at Tompkins County Public Library when I was there. So he was about helping people, and that's something I very much believe in, supporting our community, helping people, finding solutions. So I feel good about being in the legislature. It's something that I have wanted to do, and this seemed like a great opportunity to honor a great guy and to give back to the community.
Granison had a reputation amongst his colleagues for communication with his constituents. Curry says she hopes to continue to keep communication lines open between residents of the 3rd District and their representative.
That was something that Henry did wonderfully, and I think everyone really appreciated. And the people that I have talked with in the district, that was something that they would like to see continue. And all of my positions previously, most recently as director of the public library, I have a strong belief in more communication is better. And in fact, in 2021, I was asked to come back to the library as an interim director while they were doing a search for a new one. And one of the things that they talked about was communication. So every single day, I sent out a daily communication to the staff with updates and kept them posted on what was happening during COVID. So I believe in a lot of communication, and that's something that I plan to do regularly, committee reports for committees that I'm assigned to, and whatever pertinent news I think is important. I don't want to overburden the emails of everyone in District 3, but I do believe in consistent communication. I think it's very important.
Granison also is known for speaking up for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Curry says she can continue that advocacy.
Yes, I do, as a woman and as a lesbian. I absolutely can. I remember very different days when I first started working. So I believe in diversity. It's something that I think we should all support.
Curry says she's been interested in pursuing public office for some time. She also says her experience in the library system will help her in the legislature.
Well, when I worked as director of Tompkins County Public Library, and I've lived in Ithaca since 1979, and I'm a longtime librarian. I was at Cornell for a long time and did a 5-year stint commuting from Ithaca to Binghamton. But when I was as the director, the public library is an agency of the county, so I had to really work closely with the county legislature. So that job demonstrated to me the direct impact of the infrastructure of local government and the impact on our lives, our daily lives. So I became really interested in how the county managed all of its agencies and departments. And that was something that I wanted to be a part of.
As a veteran of a county department, Curry spoke positively about the people working in county government and in her former role at the public library.
I think that, there's a lot of new people in the county since I was there. There's a new county administrator. I see really great communication, but, I haven't started in this role yet. So that's something that I'm looking forward to learning more about. For the library, I have not been the director since the early part of 2021, so couldn't really speak to that. But I do know that the county legislature was very supportive. There's a fantastic new library director. I encourage you to go to the public library and meet her. She's wonderful. And she could speak more to what the challenges are. You know, the library is an agency of the county. And there are, you know, something like 700 employees of the county. So there's a lot for me to learn. I do know a lot of the departments in the, because I've worked with a lot of them through the library. So I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but I think that one of the things I am looking forward to, I have been going to legislative meetings. One of the things I'm looking forward to is really becoming familiar with what are the current challenges that are facing all of the departments, the agency, the entire county.
When it comes to the priorities for District 3, Curry mentions housing and food insecurity as key issues, but also urges the district to contact her with specific concerns.
Well, the committees that I asked to join are Health and Human Services, because I certainly think, you know, housing is an issue, homelessness, food insecurity, and I would want to, and I have invited the third district to send me their concerns and questions, and I'm hoping to get some responses from them to know what they are interested in my pursuing.
However, Curry makes it clear that she feels the county and city governments have been working to alleviate these issues.
I think they are doing it. The county and the city have been in conversation about homelessness and what needs to be done. And I think that some of the American Recovery Act community funds will be directed toward that. As I said, just starting, but I have always paid attention to what the legislature has been doing with the community. I'm really impressed with our county legislature. Every single member is dedicated, hardworking. And I, especially during the pandemic, I saw the county and the city and the town work really closely together to navigate that. We're really fortunate where we live. We have a really dedicated government.
As Curry prepares to enter the legislature, she discusses the committees she will be joining and hopes in a few weeks she'll be able to report back as she settles in to her new role.
So Health and Human Services, Government Operations, I'm looking forward to this one, Planning, Energy and Environmental Quality. So once I'm sworn in, I will start to go to all of those meetings. I have been attending meetings as a member of the public, but now I'll officially become a member of the legislature. You may want to call me back in a month or so and ask me all the same questions, but those are the committees I'm going to be on. Mainly that I'm really looking forward to representing District 3, and I'm really honored to be serving, and I'm anxious to get in there and give back to my community.
Reporting for Ithaca Now, I'm George Christopher.